This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. Let's begin with an update on the contentious battle over a proposed gas station in Redwood Valley, which has taken a dramatic turn, leaving residents, developers, and county officials at odds. At the center of the debate is the Fijian Corporation's plan for a 10-pump service station and convenience store along Highway 101 at the base of the Willits Grade in Redwood Valley. On Tuesday, May 7th, the Mendocino County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to delay their decision on the project, sparking mixed reactions from those involved. Dolly Riley, the chair of Redwood Valley's Municipal Advisory Committee, said, quote, "In my opinion, a delay is better than allowing the gas station," unquote. Though Riley expressed relief at the postponement of the project, Haji Alam, the president of the Fijian Corporation, is not pleased. Haji Alam is concerned, quote, "The board action will cost my company tens of thousands of dollars more," unquote. Alam argues that opponents to the gas station harbor personal grudges against him and his company, claiming unfair treatment in the permitting process. He even hinted at selling the property to local tribal interests, a move that could circumvent local restrictions. Alam said, quote, "If that happens, the county gets nothing in the way of new revenue or services," unquote. The board's decision on Tuesday follows months of heated discussion and unresolved concerns. Mendocino Coast Supervisor Ted Williams, despite calls for recusal, remains actively involved in the deliberations. Mendocino County's Director of Planning and Building Services, Julia Krog, said, quote, "The board's decision takes this project almost back to the starting line," unquote. Meanwhile, Dolly Riley, the chair of Redwood Valley's Municipal Advisory Committee, underscored the community opposition to this proposed gas station, saying, quote, "Residents fear the operation is too large for rural Redwood Valley," unquote. Riley emphasized concerns over potential disruptions caused by increased traffic, noise, and lighting. Amidst the stalemate, Riley supports a more comprehensive review of traffic studies by county and state officials. Riley said, quote, "I believe they want to be safe from a lawsuit in their decision," unquote. As tensions rise and the fate of the gas station remains uncertain, residents and stakeholders eagerly await the next steps in this ongoing saga. Let's now turn to an incident that occurred yesterday in Redwood Valley. Yesterday afternoon at approximately 3:10 p.m., law enforcement converged on a rural property west of Redwood Valley after a confrontation between neighbors resulted in shots fired. A reporting party contacted police dispatch around 3:10 p.m., alleging a man had driven a dirt bike onto a property onto the 7,100 block of Black Bart Trail east of Redwood Valley and fired two shots from a handgun. As of yesterday, it was unclear what preceded the alleged actions, but scanner traffic indicated the reported party was speaking with the victim and speculated the incident could have began with some sort of domestic situation. Reports from the scene indicated the man suspected of firing the weapon was wearing a black tank top and a black hat and had a firearm in his waistband. Dispatch also received intel that he had access to a high-powered rifle. Around 4 p.m., deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office had arrived at the location and deployed an unmanned aerial vehicle to gain a visual perspective from above of the situation. Approximately 2 hours after the incident began, scanner traffic indicated the incident was over. Mendocino County Sheriff's Office Quincy Cromer provided an official statement regarding the incident, saying, quote, "This incident is still under investigation and no arrests have been made at this time. There is no known threat to the community after our preliminary investigation on May 8, 2024, unquote. Let's turn to Laytonville, where we have an exciting opportunity to support our local community.
Hey everybody, it's Rolo from Laytonville Skate Park, out here in beautiful Laytonville, California. Just got some really good news. We're finalists in the Sackcrete Concrete Company, you know, Sackcrete, in their competition to become a sponsored DIY. Like, they'll pay for the concrete. They're going to give us pallets of concrete, but we need your votes to help us make it happen.
Mendocino County, with your votes, the Laytonville Skate Park could win pallets of concrete and equipment from Sackcrete to enhance this skate park and involve local youth in construction processes. This initiative will offer young local skaters a chance to learn valuable masonry skills, setting the stage for future opportunities in construction. Roland Spence, the passionate organizer behind this skate park, reminds us that whether they secure the sponsorship or not, the skate park remains committed to moving forward with phase two of this DIY section of the skate park. Show your support by voting for Laytonville Skate Park at sacret.com/vote. That is sacret.com/vote. Let's rally behind our local skaters. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for K-Mud News.